Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday. It's the mid-October edition already, October 15th, 2013. We are live each weekday, 12:04 to 1, here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're going to start things off. We'll get an update on the government shutdown and in the impending debt ceiling crisis from Terry Bracey, our expert on D.C. and governmental affairs. 20 past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And half past the hour, our technology in the workplace segment presented by Cox Business. Then we'll close out the show with Arizona State Representative Adam Quasman, who is a congressional candidate in CD1. If you have a comment or question, the Buckmaster Show live line is for you right now. It is open, 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook page. Joining us now from the nation's capital is Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He is senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, and he represents that firm, Tucson, City of Tucson, and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you today?
Wild and crazy days in Washington.
Oh, my goodness. So much craziness going on back there, and people just really, I think, I have certainly had it up to here on all of this. But before we move on to that, you've got another controversy. This one is in the sports arena with the NFL Washington Redskins and the name Redskins.
Well, it's become a real issue for many of us. It's been an issue for years. But unfortunately, our Washington franchise has a long history of racial issues. And interestingly, it was the last of the NFL teams to integrate, and that happened only because then-Interior Secretary Stuart Udall forced it to.
What did Stu do to make that happen, to change it?
Well, Bill, you remember in 1961, the new D.C. stadium was about to open when Stuart Udall placed a phone call to the team owner, a guy named George Preston Marshall. Many thought Marshall was a racist. Anyway, Udall reminded Marshall that D.C. Stadium sat on National Park Service land and that federal statutes required non-discrimination.
And how was it?
Marshall, well, he told Marshall to integrate his team.
Yeah. How was it all resolved?
Well, Marshall, feeling trapped, drafted their first African-American player, who turned out to be none other than Hall of Famer Bobby Mitchell. And Stuart was soon the hero of the Washington fans. Used to get standing ovations over at the ballpark.
Well, I don't know how many standing ovations our congressional representatives would get these days. What is the latest, Terry? Are we going to have a deal before this debt ceiling limit?
I have to believe that we will, but boy, it's getting harder by the moment. We were working in the Senate, and as of 3 hours ago, it looked like, I'd talked to people up there, it looked like they pretty much had a deal wrapped up. They'd been talking to the House, and then all of a sudden there was a revolution among the junior House members in the Republican conference, and they decided to come up with their own plan. Then the Speaker went out and had a press conference, and when asked, do you have a plan, he had to honestly say, no, we have a lot of opinions. So where we are at the moment is we pretty much have a plan coming out of the Senate and a lot of opinions coming out of the House.
Terry, I think the American people are really, really fed up with this, and the polls would back up that statement, and they're wondering, why can't reason prevail with these people?
Well, Bill, first of all, the lead players are really a collection of 41 backbenchers in the Republican conference, it's called. All but three of them are white males, if that makes a difference, who come from southern states. The dissidents all come from the 26 states which, unlike ours, Arizona, these other states have opted out of the Affordable Care Act, which makes medical services available to the poor and expands Medicaid. The irony is these very states will continue to pay for that care in the most expensive way, through emergency rooms. And yet the antipathy towards President Obama in this group is so powerful that they've apparently taken action which is not in the best interest of their constituents. And that's why it's so darn hard to explain.
And is there a way around this or them?
Well, Bill, but it requires political courage, which seems to be in short supply these days. The truth is that Speaker Boehner could call a vote on a simple bill extending the debt limit and reopening government. He could do it today. He could do it tomorrow. It passed. But he's adhering to what's known as the Hazard Rule, named after a previous Republican speaker who maintained that only bills could come to the floor that had a majority of Republican support. In other words, we're testing once again whether the politics of the moment and the position of the speaker are more important than substance in the country. Now, the speaker knows if he allowed the bill to come to the floor and it passed without a Republican majority approval, he'd be out. But there's more to it, of course. Many Republicans really believe Obamacare is a mistake, but that egg is cooked. So here we are.
So we continue with this really purely political strategy, even though some of the Republicans know it's fruitless.
It's pure strategy. A lot of members of the Republican Party, you've heard Senator McCain, you've heard others, they're really upset about it. But there's really nothing that they can do about it, only Speaker Boehner.
Terry, before we go on with some of the history of this, we did have a caller on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan has a question for you. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you, Bill, for
sure.
Your program. And I'm getting very confused about this. I've seen on television many times that our president says he will not negotiate, period. Well, how can you negotiate with someone who starts out saying stuff like that?
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Well, Dan, I don't have an answer to that. I mean, we're into political tactics at the moment. I think what the president came to find out was in the last time around, when he agreed to negotiate, he got nowhere. And so I think, you know, his position is that, look, the law has already been passed. We've had an election. The American people supported it. That's over. Now let's move ahead. Now, he does not want to go back and reopen what was a closed law. I can't say that I blame him for that.
How about this whole practice of shutting down government? Where does this come from?
Well, it actually began in the Ford administration in a dispute about federal funding of abortion services. Congress could not achieve a compromise on what obviously is a deeply personal issue for many Americans. And there was a partial shutdown of the Department of Health and Human Services because that's where the budget for this took shape. It has since happened 17 times, but only one other time has it really been a serious government-wide shutdown. That was the Clinton-Gingrich smackdown, when Speaker Gingrich demanded that the president simply adopt his budget, and that wasn't going to happen. Well, that lasted 21 days, and it probably doomed the speaker's political career when it grew to be deeply resented in the country. While shutdowns have occurred in both Democratic and Republican administrations, I can only think of times when it was used by Republican leaders as a tactic.
And did they ever have any positive outcomes, in your opinion, Terry?
Yeah, once, and it was very, very important. It was in 1990, and President Bush and the Democratic Congress were in a bitter battle about cuts on the budget. President Bush, now this is Bush 1, had made his famous No New Taxes pledge, and this had really angered Tip O'Neill, the speaker, who refused to solve the deficit only by cutting programs. Ultimately, President Bush agreed to modestly raise taxes as part of the solution, and it may have cost him his reelection, but it was a true act of statesmanship that led the country out of a recession and set up a terrific economy for President Clinton.
Well, Terry, it looks like then it comes down to what Speaker Boehner is going to, how he's going to resolve this. What is the end game? Any ideas?
Well, I think Speaker Boehner is a good man, and I think he's a patriot, and I think he's trying to figure out how he can possibly maintain his leadership of that conference, and I think he believes that he's the best person to lead that conference, and that without his leadership, the conference might really go haywire. And so I think he believes in his heart that he's doing the right thing. At the end of the day, I'll be very surprised if he doesn't allow a vote on this, because, you know, this is the country's economy at stake.
Yeah, there is so much at stake with this debt ceiling, and we're quickly running out of time. Have you ever seen anything quite like this, Terry, in your 40-some years in D.C.?
I never have. This is a progressive kind of thing that's occurred as the two parties have grown further and further apart with gerrymandering. And it's a problem, Bill, we've talked about before, that's really going to have to be solved before we're going to get Congress to do much.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that something will be resolved here very quickly. At least that is my opinion, and I think many people share that opinion as well. Terry Bracey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your insight, and we very much appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Under the glowing glass of brilliant light, experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights. For the first time ever, premiering the wonders of Biosphere 2 at night with extended hours. Beginning Saturday, September 28th, join us for 5 straight Saturday nights for an exciting family adventure with activities that promote curiosity and creativity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admission. Kids 12 and under are free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you today?
Good, Bill. How are you?
That was interesting. I'm doing very well, thank you. It was good to hear Terry and what he was saying, some of his insight about, yes, we have had these government shutdowns. We have been down a similar path, but this one is different.
Yeah, it is different. And Terry has a way of saying it, I think, with the kind of diplomatic certainty that comes from ages of experience. He's really very good. He said it all, Bill. He really did.
Well, investors are worried. I know I'm worried.
Investors should be worried. The possibility that this could actually happen and that it could go on for a while with all this creation of uncertainty, I think does two things. Number one, it provides a real headwind to progress, but it also provides a situation where you really don't have any safe havens. I mean, there's no place to hide except in cash, and really people don't want to do that because, number one, it can be expensive. It's disruptive. It just is – it always feels very uncomfortable. So that what we're seeing – is in the investment community, I think, is skittishness right now. You're seeing it today. We're down about 100 points. The past 2 days, we had fairly good days as the
when there was
markets believed that the Senate was going to get it worked out.
Yeah.
Today's press conference by the Republicans made it kind of worse. And then the Democrats came back and said, well, we don't like what the Republicans are now putting forth. And we're just not going to buy it. So, again, we have, at least on the House side, people at loggerheads. The Senate apparently is moving ahead with the deal that majority and minority leaders are working out. We'll see what happens. And the president, through his spokesman, has said, no, you're taking that gun and you're putting it back to my head. I'm not going there.
And we keep hearing some say, well, this is not a big deal, the debt ceiling. I mean, we have enough money, this country, to pay our bills.
Well, you know what? They're wrong. And we just need to show that they're wrong. I think what's clear, and I think Terry alluded to it, you have a freshman class of representatives who have never been in this kind of jobs. Their preparation for this kind of job is meager. They're ideologues. I get it that they sincerely believe what they believe and that they're not threatened politically because of the kinds of gerrymandered districts that they come from. But with that lack of experience kind of matched up with their kind of meat-hungry ideologies, it just makes it almost impossible to govern. And, you know, that's going to have to be what they work out. But if you listened on Sunday to Christine Lagarde, and you know, we had, ironically, a very large international economic meeting in Washington over the weekend and the end of last week. And the rest of the world is looking at us saying, wait a second. You guys are what we look for,
yeah, for leadership.
Stability and leadership, and you don't seem to have it right now. We didn't have it a year ago, and you were all over our case. Now we're all over yours. Please get this together because, you know, the last thing we want is for a disorderly ascendance of Russia and China in places where the U.S. today is the, you know, hegemon.
So for investors, it's of course, it's a very a very difficult time. They're nervous, but what do they do necessarily?
Well, right now you don't do much. You wait. If you have cash in your position and getting more through dividends or perhaps some sales that you've made, you hold on to that cash and we buy on weakness. I think the normal things you would be doing at this time of the year is looking around to do some tax harvesting, to offset some gains with some losses, to really sit down with your accountant and your advisor and figure out how to rebalance for the end of the year. Very hard to do that kind of planning in this kind of environment. And if you think that's bad for an individual, think how bad it must be for a pension fund manager large hedge fund manager or large mutual fund managers. It's very difficult to make decisions with this kind of uncertainty. And that's got Wall Street, I assume, screaming at these guys. But these guys are not screamable. I mean, you can't reason with people who have simply said, I'm right about this, and my electorate sent us here to do a very specific thing about spending and about reining in the size of government. And so it's very difficult to get these people to sit down at the table in a rational way. They're happy to sit down at the table, but you know they're just not going to discuss the things that need to be discussed.
There are issues too with so many people, of course, in this country who depend on Social Security. And if this debt ceiling is breached, there could be problems with Social Security.
Now, probably not right away. Mm-hmm. I think that there is some leverage that Treasury has to prioritize, to pay interest, to maybe delay principal payments, to also use some tax revenues to again prioritize the obligations of the government. But that can only last a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
After that, hard choices have to be made, and the big ticket items don't change, Bill. You know, it's not the Department of Transportation and environmental, the EEOC and those guys who are the big departments that are soaking up the bucks. It's Medicare, it's Medicaid, and it's Social Security. And those – and, of course, our debt obligations and satisfying that debt. Those are the things that are right now – they look like fixed costs in many ways, and they have to be paid. And, I don't want to be the president or the secretary of the Treasury who says, well, I'm not going to pay these bonds or bond interest, and I am going to pay Social Security or vice versa, or do a little bit of both. That would just – be a disaster.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us. So at this point anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average did recover a couple of hundred points.
Yeah, we had a great day. It was a Thursday or Friday, yeah. 300 points. And
so for
and
the then, year, we are...
Well, as of right now, the Dow is up. We're still up 16% for the year.
Mm-hmm.
The S&P is up about 20%, and the NASDAQ is up 25%.
Wow.
So, we could have some real dislocation over the next couple of weeks and still wind up with an okay year. The problem is a lot of people over the course of this year have bought in on the way up and are going to get hurt on the way down.
Well, let's hope it everything is fixed and very soon back
yes,
in
please.
D.C. Shelley Fishman, I hope you have a great week. Thank you very
you too,
much
Bill.
For being
Thanks.
With us. Thanks a lot. And people should find out more about you and can at
BuckmasterShow.com or ShelleyFishman.com.
Thanks, Shelley.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stocks have moved lower on Wall Street as that partisan standoff continues on Capitol Hill over reopening the government and raising the debt ceiling. House Republican leaders earlier today floated a new plan to counter an emerging bipartisan deal in the Senate. The new GOP plan is being criticized by the White House, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the new plan is dead on arrival in the Senate. The Supreme Court has heard arguments over Michigan's voter-approved ban on considering race in college admissions. Police believe that two dry ice explosions at the Los Angeles airport were triggered by a disgruntled employee and were not an act of terror. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow is down about 85 points and NASDAQ off 12. More details at srnnews.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right, you get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Well, 34 now on the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition. Once a month here on the show, we spotlight one of Cox Business clients and talk about how those clients are using technology in Their Business, our technology series in the workplace presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And joining me now on the Buckmaster Show is Dr. Juan Valencia, a Tucson dentist who has just opened a new practice. He's calling it Simply Smiles Dentistry. And we welcome now Dr. Valencia. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. You may call me Juan.
Okay, Juan. I'm delighted to hear from you. You're a young guy who went into the dental profession. And why is it so important for us to see a dentist even before something is bothering us?
Right. So absolutely.
I mean, a lot of people are afraid to go to the dentist.
Correct. I think most of us are afraid.
Maybe they had a bad experience as a kid or whatever, and they associate that with pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think many of the patients that we see at our office are afraid of the dentist, or they have some apprehension or are anxious to see the dentist. And most of us avoid seeing the dentist for that reason. Or a lot of people have the misconception that something in their mouth has to hurt, or they have to experience pain before they see the dentist, which is absolutely not the case. Cavities don't usually hurt until they get very large. And most people that have had fillings, like most of us that have had fillings, they were young. They were done when we were young kids, mm-hmm. and they were done before we had pain. And especially gum disease is definitely a disease that doesn't occur with pain. Most of the time, there is no pain, there is no symptom, and usually symptoms are just loose teeth, and you won't have any discomfort or experience anything until the teeth become loose. And certainly, oral cancers are another concern.
Right. It's good to have someone. I try to go to the dentist every 4 to 6 months. It's good to have somebody, another set of eyes, checking the mouth out, especially as you get older, for oral cancers.
Absolutely. Oral cancers are definitely something that most of the time won't hurt.
Caught early, it's not a problem usually.
Yeah, usually caught early. Obviously, early detection is the best diagnosis there.
Juan, let's talk a little bit about your background. You, as a young person, decided to go into dentistry. And how did that come about? Why dentistry?
I was always into medicine, and I loved the sciences.
Even as a kid?
Yes. In high school, I really found myself enjoying biology and chemistry. And one of my good friends from high school, his dad was a dentist. And in high school, we were supposed to do some type of a spring project.
Kind of shadow,
right.
A professional, a career project.
Right, exactly, right, yeah. A career project. So I decided to ask my buddy's dad that was a dentist, and I really fell in love with it. You know, it was seeing all that technology, seeing how much he helped people, and it was definitely the way to go for me.
And then what you went to dental school, you went back east?
Yes. I'm from the Northeast. I'm from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I went to undergrad at Georgetown University. Mm-hmm. I did pre-med there with a psychology degree, which has definitely helped in dental because of the fears, obviously.
Yeah, and that was – I was going to follow up on this whole issue about dental anxiety, Juan Valencia. Was that something that was addressed in dental school? I mean, was there a semester or a course or something about it, or how was it addressed?
You know, it really wasn't touched on it heavily.
Maybe
it should be. It definitely should be, because that's one of the main challenges for us dentists. It wasn't, but we. Being on the clinics, being on the floors, every single patient that we saw obviously had some type of anxiety or apprehension about seeing us, especially as students learning in their mouths. You can imagine how anxious some of those patients would be.
And how do you put them at ease?
You know,
Talk to them?
We've learned, especially now, there's a big difference of how I practice, obviously how I practiced when I was in dental school.
Sure.
The main thing is to address their concern, acknowledge their fear, make sure that they know that's normal. for all of us. I'm even afraid to go to my buddy that's a dentist. So, you know, it's a normal fear
so
to
dentists
have.
Dentists even have fear of going to colleagues.
Absolutely.
To work on them.
We're the worst. Dentists and doctors, we're, you know.
Maybe it's because you know too much about what's going on. I want to talk a little about branding a new business. And this is, you know, I'm not in the dental profession, but I basically branded a new business when I left PBS after 23 years and started my own company. So I know a little bit about starting your own company and what you're now going through by branding a new practice as opposed to acquiring an existing practice.
Right.
Yeah. And how has that worked for you?
I was definitely thinking of getting into the private area of dentistry, having a private office. Looked into several of offices here in Tucson. Love being in Tucson, so really wanted to stay here in Tucson. And what I found is that most were not up to date, or there was going to have to be a large overhaul of the facilities to make it more modern. So,
big investment putting doing the infrastructure, re-updating the infrastructure.
Exactly, and it wasn't set up for what I wanted to really focus on the patient and really challenge some of these fears that patients have. I think I had the idea of coming up with a clinic that was friendly. And that's where the name of our clinic came about, Simply Smiles Dentistry. We want our patients to smile, to be happy coming there. And so with my colleague, Dr. Jerry Loveland, we decided to get together, you know, power in numbers, and form a large 2,400 square foot facility.
Where are you located, Juan?
We're located on the east side of Tucson at the corner of Speedway and Pantano on the south end corner there, anchored to a Fry's. So very visible from that Speedway intersection.
And I know you're very happy with the Cox business people, and we hear nothing but good things about Cox, and you're one of their new clients. And how does technology play a role for you in your business?
It plays a huge role, as you know, Bill. Everything in our office is digital. We're a paperless office. Our charts, our information goes through our computer, throughout our network, digital x-rays. Even our phones are digital. So Cox has been a great help as far as setting up this technology for us.
And the Cox people came out and talked to you about what you need for your business to be a success.
Yes. Sebastian has been our contact there at Cox, and he has been great reaching out, giving us suggestions, really telling us how much power we need as far as internet network to sustain our practice since everything is digital there.
So there's very little paper, I guess.
Yes, even our fax machine.
Really?
Yes, our fax machine is through eFax, and we're doing everything digital, just minimize paper. We really are want to stay green as well and pretty much be a state-of-the-art office. We're even milling our own crowns in sight, so a patient can have their crowns made the same day.
Are you doing it there in the office?
Yes, in the office. We actually
rather
build
than
out the office.
Send it out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a better restoration, and patients are really happy to be able to get that crown the same day, especially with their fears of coming back to a dentist. So, yeah. But, you know, going back to fears, you know, one thing that we'd like to do to address that is, you know, coming from a psychology perspective, most patients are actually afraid of the dentist that have never actually had a negative experience. They've heard that dentistry is painful. And they actually believe it.
A friend or relative said, oh, my goodness, I just went to the dentist and I'm in such pain.
Exactly.
Right, yeah, it was horrible.
Right.
So they themselves had not had the bad experience.
Yes, it's actually it's vicarious learning. You know, that's what it is. And even kids, children learn it from their older siblings that just say, oh, watch out, you're going to the dentist. Or even parents may a lot of times say, you know, let the dentist know if it hurts, just, again, putting that grain of fear in them. So one thing we'd like to do is actually acknowledge their fear, you know, and obviously not downplay that fear because it's normal to have that fear, and obviously making sure that they're absolutely numb before we start anything on every patient.
All right. We've been talking to Dr. Juan Valencia and his new practice, Simply Smiles Dentistry. Do you have a website up yet or no?
We're in the process of getting one up, but it's going to be simplysmiledentist.com.
Simplysmiledentist.com. And you're at Pantano?
And Speedway.
And Speedway.
On the south at the corner, anchored to the Safeway.
Okay. Good luck with the,
well,
with
thank
the new
you.
Practice.
Thank you, Bill.
Interesting talk.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. The technology series on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:49 on this Tuesday afternoon, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. You know, it would really make a nice weekend getaway if you're thinking of where do we go this weekend? Three and a half hours east of Tucson, 15 degrees cooler. I would say, certainly foliage-wise, with the autumn foliage, this would be a great weekend. The cottonwoods, they're all golden color. I mean, check it out. Gila National Wilderness, right there by historic Silver City. Visit their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org, for the complete list of places to stay and visit in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, including Lake Roberts Motel and Cottage of Whispering Canyon and Buckhorn RV Park. Joining me now on the Buckmaster Show, State Representative Adam Quasman, who is a candidate for Congress in CD1 on the Republican side. Adam, how are you?
How are you doing, Bill? Good to see you.
Doing very well. You are in a, at this point anyway, looks like a three-way race with the House Speaker Andy Tobin, a gentleman who I don't really know much about, Mr. Keeney. I think he's from White Mountains, but the people I do know something about are you and the House Speaker, so I won't speak for Mr. Keeney. But how do you see this race at this point, Adam?
Okay, well, let's start with the big picture, and we'll kind of narrow down a little bit. I think that the American people are ready to throw the bums out. I don't care what party you are, and right now, you have Ann Kirkpatrick in office. She won with less than 50% of the vote. She squeaked by. This is somebody who won her seat in 08, lost by a lot in 2012. Romney won this district, lost by a lot in 2010, squeaked by in 2012. So she's won, lost, barely won in a district that Romney won by 4 points.
You feel she's very vulnerable.
It's a top 10 takeover district. Now let's talk about the primary district, mm-hmm. or the primary race. I represent in the legislature 50% of the Republican primary vote already. This is a district that's the size of the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
it runs all the way from the conservative suburbs of Tucson. That's Oro Valley, Marana.
All the way north.
That's right. All the way to the Grand Canyon. And you know what, though? It's one of the most beautiful districts in the country. We've been really moving around. I'm putting a lot of miles on the car.
Navajo land.
Navajo reservation. I start with private lessons. I'm going to start very soon with private tutoring to learn the language.
Cool. That is a difficult language to learn.
It's important, though, to be able to – if you're going to represent the Navajo people, I think it's important to communicate in a kind of way. I'm not saying that I'm going to be an expert, but I think it's – you know, I speak Spanish. I speak Hebrew. I speak English, clearly. What's another one on top of that? And that's how true representation occurs.
What would you be doing right now if you were the CD1 representative in Congress where we have this stalemate going on?
I think there's two individual battles that have to be fought right now in Washington. The first is let's get this government open again. Let's get it opened.
And I think that's the way the polls indicate. It's the way I feel, and I think the polls indicate that.
Yeah, but we have to do it while making sure that our representatives stand on the right principles. So that opening the government does not mean selling out everything that we believe in. The second thing that we have to make sure that is that we really tackle this debt problem. Everybody in the press is saying the debt ceiling crisis. The debt ceiling is an indicator. That's like saying, oh, there's something happening with the thermometer. You know, you have a fever. If you have a fever of 110 degrees, well, you'd be dead. But if you had a 100-degree fever, you know, you say, oh, my gosh, you have this fever. Well, tackling that number of 100 degrees is not the problem. The sickness, the illness is the debt. Mm-hmm. And whatever we do, we have to make sure that we put us on a long-term path to really tackle this debt crisis in America. That means making tough choices. You're trained
as an economist.
That's correct.
Is that correct? Did I get that right?
That's right. I have a master's degree in economics from George Mason University. I work as an economist. I am the in-house economist for a local financial advisory firm. So we deal with the regulatory regime, and we deal with how nasty the government is coming down on the free markets and what we can do to make sure that that we can be prosperous in this what we call the political economy. And that is, unfortunately, dealing with the regulatory and tax structures that the government is burdening upon us right now.
But Do you think we will take it, go beyond this deadline, this debt ceiling deadline?
I think that right now we'll see some sort of compromise being made. For me, I want to make sure that we handle – there's three very easy, I think, conservative additions to –
Quickly, what to are this. Your three?
The first is when it comes to Obamacare, making sure that people in Washington, D.C. don't get any special favors. That's just unfair. Secondly, I believe we should extend the personal mandate not extend it, but give us a break for a year. Extend that for a year. They're giving a break to big corporations, but they're not giving a break to hardworking American families. We need to move that back a year. The third thing we need to do is get rid of this medical device tax. Ann Kirkpatrick, by the way, voted to impose that tax upon people. She did not vote to get rid of that. She voted to keep that that mandate on hardworking taxpayers, and she voted to make sure that Washington gets special favors. And that's just unfair. It's unfair for hardworking taxpayers. Even Ron Barber voted with the Republicans on this. This puts Ann Kirkpatrick firmly in the Raul Grijalva camp in the extreme left.
Adam Quasman is with us, state representative, a Republican who will be back for another year even before your congressional
That's right.
activities. You have another year in the legislature. Are we facing a financial issue in Arizona?
We're tremendously facing a financial issue. I'm a big debt guy and making sure that we pay down this debt. We don't want to have Arizona fall down the same path that the federal government is going. Our debt per personal income is actually around 22.6% of personal income, whereas the national average of the states is about 19.6%. We need to make sure that we have the opportunity to pay down our debt so that we don't fall into the crisis that we had a few years ago under Janet Napolitano's administration, admittedly with a Republican legislature. But I don't care, Republican or Democrat, if you're spending too much, you're spending too much. And I believe we need conservative solutions, not just Republican or Democrat solutions.
Is that turning out right now to be the marquee issue as we go into the legislative session, which isn't that far away? We're talking like less than 3 months.
That's correct. Well, I've been in personal contact with what I call the fiscal hawks in the legislature. We're talking about proposing a large package for the next year. A lot of it will depend on what the governor wants. Unfortunately, in my opinion, we're in a situation where if the governor wants X, we're going to have X slammed down our throats, no matter what the process is. I believe in standing up against any party that means larger spending and putting us into farther and farther debt. The conservatives in the House have to stand up and say no more. We need to make sure that we have our roads paid for, our security paid for, making sure that our police and fire are taken care of, and we need to make sure that our borders secure. But we also need to make sure that our fiscal house is in order, and that should be priority number one, especially now that we have this gigantic Obamacare expansion on the books.
State Representative Adam Quasman from Tucson. He is a Republican, and not only is he state representative, he is now in a three-way race for the congressional district number one. So when it comes to you and Andy Tobin, the House Speaker, who is more conservative?
Oh, there's a stark difference. There's no question that I'm more conservative than Andy Tobin is. You know, on social issues, Andy and I are the same. But on fiscal issues, there's a huge difference. I'll give you an example. I was ranked hero of the taxpayer, number one cumulative score by Americans for Prosperity. Andy Tobin was ranked friend of big government twice. Andy Tobin, he pushed for a billion and voted for a $1 billion sales tax increase. Andy Tobin killed Scott Walker union reforms that I was a co-sponsor of. I think it's important to have those types of Wisconsin-style reforms. And most importantly, Andy Tobin wrote his own Obamacare expansion bill, where I stood up immediately and forcefully in making sure that we have healthcare freedom. The stark choice could not be clearer. There is a question. Voters want to know where the future of the Republican Party is going. There's no better microcosm of that argument than the Tobin-Quasman primary. I believe that
we need
more.
It will be fun to watch.
I think we need more Mike Lees and Ted Cruz's out there, not just people who will sell out our principles.
Okay, Adam Quasman, is there a website up yet?
That's right, adamquasman.com. That's AdamQuasman.com. We're having a meet and greet in Oro Valley. Click on my Facebook page, that's facebook.com/Adam Quasman, to find out more. It's this Friday, 6 to 7:30 in Oro Valley. It's free. Bring your friends.
And while you're on Facebook, become a friend of the Bill Buckmaster Show.
That sounds like a great idea.
Adam, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Thanks, Culligan. John C. Scott Show this afternoon, 3 to 5. Then it is Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning from 6 to 8. I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a pleasant afternoon and have a great evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.